Groups of kids just out of school head down the street joking and teasing each other, past stretches of North Philly row houses, some boarded up, some lovingly tended. They also pass by ceasefire outreach coordinator Quinzel Timoni as he hangs posters a few feet from a memorial with balloons and a teddy bear.
All right, this is the block where the victim got shot up at, and he passed away, unfortunately. The shooting happened on the 2nd of February. This is called Canvas in the Neighborhood. We canvas it just for the community can see that, you know, this here is unacceptable, what's going on in the city of Philadelphia, and we need everybody involved in it to slow down the killing here.
This community may have a lot of violence, but it's not numb to death. Denise Mickens is sitting a few houses down from the memorial to her cousin, watching Timoni and others tape up anti-violence posters. The 40-year-old, who was born and raised in this neighborhood, says her cousin was a good person.
It was wrong how they did him. He took care of his kids. His mom, that was her only child. You know, it's sad. I don't know what it's going to take around here for them to stop it. It don't make no sense. It really don't.
Mickens says she's happy to see the outreach workers. The ceasefire program operates on the belief that to stop the violence, it's vital to send not just the right message, but the right messenger. Timoni started selling drugs when he was 14 to help his mom pay the bills. Now he uses that experience and the 6 years he served in prison to talk to young people about how he can help them get off the corners and find a legitimate job or re-enroll in school. Outreach worker Terry Starks, too, knows where these kids have been.
In 2002, I was shot multiple times in the chest, 5 times in the chest. I was unconscious for 19 days. And when I woke up, I knew I had a calling. You know, I was out in the street selling drugs and doing stuff like that of that nature. And for me, you know, canvassing these areas, you know, trying to fix the problem and being able to go to the hospital and talk to them, it's emotional for me. So I really take this work as, you know, a God-sent program.
Marla Davis Bellamy is the executive director of Philadelphia Ceasefire and the co-director for the Center for Bioethics, Urban Health, and Policy at the Temple School of Medicine. She says the program has 51 clients, and outreach workers are required to visit them at least 6 times a month and call them at least twice a week to encourage them to turn their lives around. Davis Bellamy says outreach workers also hit the streets after each shooting or homicide for a shooting response, like a prayer vigil or a march to rally the community. She says there are early signs of progress.
Given the fact that there were 34 homicides in the city in terms of January, and only one of them coming from the district that has had the highest number of homicides and shootings, I think is promising.
But with funding tight right now, Ceasefire is just trying to get through the next few months. Davis Bellamy says the program is operating on a $250,000 grant from the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency and looking to private and public sources for more money.
The hope and certainly the prayer is, and we're believing that we're going to be able to identify some additional dollars from community foundations. We've had some preliminary discussions with the city. We've shared, you know, some of our successes and challenges with the police department. I think that, with the support of Mayor Nutter and others, that we'll be able to secure the funding that we need to continue the program beyond June 30th.
There is a lot of work to be done, says Ceasefire volunteer Anton McCullough. His eyes are hidden by big sunglasses, but his emotions come out in his voice.
It's sad the way young black males and kids glorify and killing each other up over nothing.
McCullough, who got out in 2010 after serving 12 years for attempted murder, says now he's used to giving advice like a big brother.
When I be walking around asking kids, I be like, what you out here doing? I'm selling drugs. How much you make? Well, I make $200. I said, you feel you comfortable with that? And then that's when Terry is stepping or Quinzel, and they be like, hey, man, take my card. And we'll try to get you jobs.
McCullough says he's convinced this program will work. It's just going to take time.
If people stick together, like the team we got now, we all know each other, so we're going to stick together and we're going to try to save our community and we're going to try to save these kids.
By June, once outreach workers have been on the streets for a year, Davis Bellamy hopes to see at least a 10% reduction in homicides and shootings in the area. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.